Today, I'm speaking with Melinda Higgins, who is the Northeast Tribal STEM Advisor at the U.S. Department of Energy's Office of Nuclear Energy. Welcome, Melinda.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having me today. Excited to be here.
Great. So I want to start out just with your general responsibilities with the Department of Energy. So could you describe that, what your responsibilities are and what you do on a day-to-day basis?
Absolutely. So as a former teacher of 22 years in STEM disciplines, I provide contract support to the Office of Nuclear Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. And so I do that in terms of STEM as the tribal STEM advisor, also working with the three other tribal working groups that we'll talk about later in the interview. And I also provide advice to the office on the different STEM initiatives they have in terms of STEM engagement and outreach.
Great. So as you mentioned, you work with one of the tribal working groups at the Department of Energy. And it sounds like, based on my understanding, there are a number of these tribal working groups that exist at DOE. So could you describe the history and function of these tribal working groups and how they fit into DOE's broader mission?
Absolutely. So the three tribal working groups are chartered by the Department of Energy at the direction of the Secretary. And the three working groups include Indian Country Energy and Infrastructure Working Group. We refer to that as ICWIG, led by the Office of Indian Energy, the State and Tribal Government Working Group, led by the Office of Environmental Management, also known as STIGWIG, and the Nuclear Energy Tribal Working Group, led by Jay Jones, my colleague in the Office of Nuclear Energy. And so tribal leaders and staff from each of these working groups have all expressed a need to prioritize STEM and workforce development in their communities. But to give you a little bit more of a background on how this came about and why these working groups are here, in 2009, DOE came with an order 144.1, which is titled Implementation and Framework for the Indian Policy. And so among the commitments to maintaining a government-to-government relationship with Indian tribes, the DOE Indian Policy committed DOE to establishing interdepartmental protocols and procedures for program and policy implementation. DOE issued the American Indian Tribal Government Interactions and Policy, what I just said is 144, what we refer to as DOE Order 144.1, as a framework for DOE staff to follow for implementing the DOE Indian Policy. The guiding principles derived from the DOE Indian Policy and implemented through DOE Order 144.1 pertains to DOE as well as contractor staff working with tribes. The tribes recognize that this, with this specific status by DOE's definition, have entered into formalized agreements, accords, or a memorandum of understandings. These formalized documents establish a mutual commitment to a working relationship and strengthening of the government-to-government interaction. Tribes can negotiate for financial and technical assistance to assure their ability to perform a scope of work on DOE sites. These tribal activities may include monitoring, such as environmental monitoring, communicating and collaborating with DOE on actions that may impact natural and cultural resources, people, the environment, and reserve treaty rights. Additionally, many of these agreements include provisions for educational and workforce opportunities to improve self-sufficiency within the scope of DOE site missions. These agreements, supported by regular and ongoing conversations, provide an opportunity for DOE and tribes to work together to create STEM opportunities that will provide mutual benefit. So, Emily, that just kind of gives you an overall view of the three working groups and how they came about and the order that's behind them.
Okay, so it sounds like DOE Order 144.1 was a great first step in terms of formalizing a relationship between DOE and different tribes. But as I understand it, the Nuclear Energy Tribal Working Group was established in 2014.
Exactly.
Okay. And this working group serves a couple of different functions, as you mentioned earlier, to facilitate STEM opportunities for youth in tribes and increase dialogue between tribal communities and also the federal government and particularly national labs. Could you break down these two priority areas, or if there are some other ones, you could also expand on those and also discuss how you and your team have gone about carrying out these responsibilities?
Perfect, absolutely. So I do wanna say too that these, when we're not kind of in the area that we're in right now with no travel, we normally have meetings. And so each of the working groups has meetings where we meet in person and discuss a lot of different issues. I'll talk specifically, as you said, about what we call NETWIG, the Nuclear Energy Tribal Working Group. And so it is a DOENE, so Office of Nuclear Energy Chartered Working Group, established in 2014 and comprised of tribal representatives from 12 federally recognized Indian tribes throughout the United States. NETWIG is one of the working groups that serve to engage with DOE on activities that currently affect or potentially could impact tribes' treaty rights, reserved rights, and tribal ancestral lands. Specifically, NETWIG serves as a conduit for communication between tribes and DOENE on nuclear energy-related activities. The group is supported with research, writing, meeting logistics, and communications by the staff of the National Conference of State Legislators. Tribes represented in NETWIG have a unique opportunity to develop and foster a government-to-government relationship by providing insights and options to consider regarding nuclear energy activities that can affect tribal homelands, environment, people, and culture. Tribal representatives engage with DOENE on activities that include, but are not limited to, the nuclear fuel cycle, research and development, advanced nuclear technologies, for example, small modular reactors and microreactors, cultural resource management, DOENE outreach and presentation materials, educational opportunities, and STEM education. So as we talk about that last part with STEM education, this group, the NETWIG group, authored a tribal STEM white paper in 2018 that identified gaps for STEM opportunities and priorities, including recommendations for increasing STEM education in Indian country. All three tribal working groups endorsed this white paper and agreed on the gaps and the potential opportunities to address those gaps. So the white paper identified, these are the three gaps that they pointed out, the authors of this paper. There is a lack of coordination on nuclear and environmental activities and utilization of subject matter expertise. A need for increased facilitation of STEM opportunities for youth and tribes to generate interest in nuclear energy, and improving interactions of national labs and response to the tribal communities and their concerns. So in response to these identified gaps and to increase STEM opportunities, our office, the Office of Nuclear Energy, along with the Environmental Management Office, have worked in harmony to really actively respond to these needs proposed for STEM education in tribal communities. From 2018 to 2019, the staff from these offices traveled to Indian country to conduct 12 tribal nation listening and assessment sessions in Idaho, New Mexico, and the Pacific Northwest. These sessions took place in close proximity to the DOE sites of Los Alamos, Hanford, and Idaho National Laboratory, where there are significant long-term relationships with those tribal nations impacted by DOE nuclear research and defense materials production, mainly stemming from the Manhattan Project, focused on developing nuclear weapons in the 1940s. We met with tribal leadership, tribal environmental program staff, education teams, and STEM professionals to learn more about both the assets and needs in each unique tribal community. We engaged with teachers and students, presenting culturally relevant STEM lessons and activities at three tribal schools. We learned and shared at each visit, working to identify local opportunities with DOE offices and their contractors to advance STEM education and create pathways for workforce development. We also connected tribal members to other partners in STEM networks who understand our mission and our work, facilitating further interactions and support between partners and tribes. In this regard, Annie co-leads a project team with Talia Martin from the Shoshone-Bannock tribes through a partner network called 100K10. The project team, entitled Supporting STEM Education in Tribal Communities, includes members from industry, the K-12 space, informal education, research institutes, and our STEM partners in Alaska who work directly with Alaska villages. Our work is enriched and amplified through that partner network.
Great. I think it's really encouraging to hear about some of this programming and especially the listening and assessment sessions that you were talking about. Given the Department of Energy's focus on both, you know, STEM education and also some of the more cultural aspects of working on tribal lands, I think it's worth mentioning also, since it's the month of October, the federal holiday that was just celebrated. So on October 12th, many federal workers and others got a day off for Columbus Day, or as many are now rightfully calling it, Indigenous Peoples Day. And so the Department of Energy and Office of Nuclear Energy's decision to establish these tribal working groups and start doing a lot of this programming, I think indicates a recognition and a willingness to engage with Native American communities that may have been or continue to be disproportionately affected by the negative aspects of the nuclear fuel cycle. So how are DOE and the Office of Nuclear Energy engaging Native American communities concerned specifically about uranium mining or spent fuel storage on tribal lands?
Right. So specifically, the tribal working groups accomplish a multitude of objectives to really benefit tribes and the department, with an important focus on first enhancing DOE office's engagement with tribal nations as it relates to the office's program mission, and as an added means to support government-to-government relationships with tribes and their communities. And number two, collaborating and communicating with tribal leaders and tribal representatives who are technical and cultural subject matter experts. The Office of Nuclear Energy collaborates with all three DOE tribal working groups to increase STEM opportunities and promote workforce development for Native American and Alaska Native youth. We also formed the Tribal STEM Subcommittee with members from all three of those working groups that really come together and talk about STEM in their particular areas and how we can work together for those opportunities throughout. So also, NE is planning to hold a webinar in the near future with NETWIG members to discuss the topic of past and future uranium mining. There is a need to ensure that this commodity can be produced effectively and safely without the reliance on foreign nations to export this to the US. And we want to provide the pertinent information on this topic to NETWIG. There is a recognition that past mining practices have resulted in environmental degradation on Indian Reservation, and DOE's Office of Legacy Management is involved in the reclamation of these now abandoned mines.
I think that webinar sounds really relevant, especially now that the Department of Energy has published their Nuclear Fuel Working Group report, which I know focuses really heavily on increasing domestic uranium mining. So that's really great that you're hosting a webinar on that. So one other thing that I wanted to ask you about was just some of your personal challenges working with the Office of Nuclear Energy, and specifically on a topic that a lot of people would probably find sensitive, including Native American communities.
Absolutely. So I first want to speak to the commitment of our Assistant Secretary, Dr. Rita Barenwall, on behalf of the department to support and engage with tribal communities on STEM education and workforce development. It's through her support that we've been able to collaborate with tribal communities and listen to what STEM resources they have and also what is needed. As with everyone who works in the area of STEM engagement and outreach, the COVID-19 pandemic has grounded our work in terms of going into the communities to work together on STEM opportunities. I think this has been a challenge for everyone, but we are working with partners, especially in New Mexico, to continue to get STEM resources in the hands of students. And so I want to talk to you for just a second about one of the things we're doing in New Mexico. We have these devices that were actually, it's a device that goes on any digital camera that turns your the camera into a 100x microscope. And so it seems like something small and insignificant, but it helps you to talk to students about innovative technologies, about 3D printing and advanced manufacturing. And that leads us to small modular reactors and micro reactors and the advanced manufacturing that's needed for those. And so we were going to bring these to conferences that we were supposed to be at in the spring, but of course those were postponed and canceled. And so we realized that we had these devices and that there are a lot of students that do not have a microscope in their home, but there are a lot of students that have a tablet or a phone or a computer with a digital camera on it. And so coming very soon, and actually we've already worked, we've sent about 800 of these microscopes to New Mexico to go into the fourth pueblos in the northern area and in the southern area, doing that through our partners, right, at Los Alamos, STEM Santa Fe, Explorer Museum in the south, also working with University of New Mexico, to get these in the hands of students, but not just getting it in the hands of students. We're going to have a webinar for teachers, helping them to understand integrated STEM in terms of this, as well as a culturally relevant lesson. And that's kind of the lesson I alluded to earlier, where we went into the tribal schools and we had, and we used culturally relevant curriculum to talk to them about what we're doing in the Office of Nuclear Energy. So, you know, I think one of the things that we want to remember too is how important education is about nuclear energy. And so we'll talk about that soon about the ANS discovery, but that's one of the reasons that, you know, we partnered with them to really get nuclear energy education free and online and available to anyone. And really help with that nuclear energy literacy.
That's great. It's great to hear about sort of the bridge between, you know, SMR technology and some of the STEM outreach you've been doing, because I know SMRs have been a big focus of Dr. Barinwall, and it's also really encouraging to hear that STEM education in tribal communities is also a passion of hers.
Absolutely.
So I think some of what you were talking about is relevant to my next question, which is about Nuclear Science Week, and that's October 19th to the 23rd. So could you talk a bit about ONE's partnerships with ANS and Discovery Education for some of the STEM programming you do in tribal communities?
Absolutely. So in 2019, the Office of Nuclear Energy partnered with the American Nuclear Society and Discovery Education to develop nuclear energy education resources free and online for K-12 students and educators, titled Navigating Nuclear and Energizing Our World. These standard-based resources help educators present the fundamentals of nuclear science, as well as the tremendous applications of nuclear science. Students have access to lessons, activities, STEM project starters, some with global implications, which is really important to help students see this in a global arena, and virtual field trips. And so I wanted to talk just a minute about the virtual field trip we did last year. It was with Idaho National Laboratory, and students really got an inside look of what you wouldn't always see inside the laboratory. And it is available online. There's an educator guide that gives teachers the ability to have students look at different careers and other things that are going on in the video. And it's also great for those educators that are doing distance learning. So let's see, I have to kind of prop this up. I invite everyone to the launch of the elementary portion of Navigating Nuclear next week during Nuclear Science Week. We have some exciting plans in store for students in K-5. And so there's middle school resources already there, there's high school resources already there, and now we're adding K-5. So in terms of how we use these resources in tribal communities, we first raise awareness of the availability of these free online resources in many ways, including using the tribal working groups and Tribal Energy Summit to get the word out and to also do these activities. Also, before we were temporarily grounded, we were presenting the activities in tribal schools in collaboration with tribal educators in those schools. And so as I spoke about earlier, we are continuing this in a virtual way, but we can't wait to get back to our tribal communities in person. And I do want to say, is that, you know, all of these activities that we do in terms of STEM, as an agency of the federal government, DOE wants to ensure that our work supports the tenets and goals of the 5-year federal STEM strategic plan published in 2018. These three goals guide our work, and they are to work towards a STEM literate society, prepare a STEM workforce of the future, and promote diversity and inclusion in STEM. All the work that we do with tribal members in STEM involves those issues that are important to Native Americans and Alaska Natives and promote respect for tribal cultures. We know that not every student is destined to become a scientist or an engineer, but instilling the STEM habits of mind, including creative problem solving and critical thinking, can drive success across all disciplines and therefore impact economic empowerment of the community.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for explaining that. It sounds like you have a lot of exciting and important programming coming up.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we are about at time. It was fantastic speaking with you. Thank you so much for all of your insight.
Thank you for letting us be here today and share what the Office of Nuclear Energy at the Department of Energy is doing.